Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, to another very new and exciting hour of our show here at our most favorite place to be on a Saturday at 5 p.m. And we are your hosts, Doug and Jackie Christie, bringing you live coverage of Infinite Love Talk Radio. You will be able to go and catch live video footage on our front page here or at JackieChristie.com, or another surprise announcement we'll have for you later in the show. You'll be able to go and catch it there as well. We'll do the show, and this is how it's going to work, and then we will upload the video footage after. Once we can figure it out, we would do it live, and you can actually stream it. You can see what we're doing as we're doing it, but that's a little bit more technical, so we'll be working on that here in the next couple weeks, okay? So we just wanted to say welcome back to another exciting hour of our show.
No question, baby, and you are welcome to join us at any time by calling in 347-215-8305, or as always, you can join us in our chat room throughout the entire show.
Okay, and today we are discussing resolutions.
And we have ours to do, all of have ours.
Hey, everybody, listen to this right here. You know how everybody comes up every year with resolutions, right? Well, we're going to keep ours to ourselves, but we want to let you guys know we're going to give you the top 10 resolutions from the public. And we'll begin with...
Okay, now remember, baby, these are not our resolutions.
I know.
These are other people's, okay?
Okay.
So start us off, babe.
Okay. You spend more time with family and friends. That's one that a lot of people in the different surveys that's been put out and that everyone's doing is saying. They want to spend more time with family and friends. And you know what? I won't say if that's one of ours, but it probably is.
No question about it. That is at the top of the list. I also have, baby, fitness. Now, you know, fitness is something that everybody starts the new year out and it's something that they want to do. So get a plan together. Fitness is big. It's definitely big on our list. Hope it's big on yours, too.
Oh, most definitely. The next one we have is?
Stop smoking.
Oh, that's a big one. That's a huge one.
Yes, a lot of people, nicotine fits and all those things, starting off the new year. I know it could be tough patches. There are a lot of things out there, but stop smoking is definitely another big one.
That's right. Oh, my God. Then we got stop drinking. Now, you already know. I'm sitting here right now having me a nice glass of champagne, but I'm grown, okay? I should be able to do that. So I'm not going to put that on my resolution list because I like a little wine and champagne here and there. Oh, I got to be honest, right? Honesty is another big one, but we're not. That's not on our list. But, you guys, I do like Hennessy, okay? Cognac, is that what it is? Cognac?
Yes.
I love Hennessy, but I'm not a drinker. I only have maybe one a month, and it's only like a little, you know, tiny little smidget in a glass. So I'm not really a drinker of hard alcohol, but I do occasionally like a little glass of cognac. So that is the resolution of a lot of people, is to stop drinking.
Well, I'm going to back that one up, baby, with enjoy life more. And if that if that calls for a little drink once a month, then you go ahead and do that. But
He's kidding, you guys. He's just kidding.
No, I'm just playing. Also, inside of that, I'm talking get outside, get some fresh air, take a walk, spread some love, give your loved ones a hug. That's what I'm talking about. Enjoy life more.
Oh, most definitely. And number six, we have they want to find a mate. that people are looking for love, you guys. It's a recession. It's stressful. The weather's changing with global warming. It's every time you turn on the news, it's murders and burglaries and just all kinds of stuff. On top of that, it's a lonely place when you don't have some a significant other or someone you can share your, you know, joys and pains with and love with. So everybody out there is looking for love. So that's another one. Number six is find a mate, and I wish everyone well in that.
No question, baby. Now, I got another one for you.
What?
This is a good one. Stop gambling. How about that? You know, the Vegas, all these different places. Stop gambling. Some people got the bug and just enjoy gambling a little bit, but then some people got it big. So stop gambling in the new year might be a big one for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. And then we have try something new. Now, that one right there is really, really big on our list because I will say that's one of ours. We love experimenting, you guys, love taking adventures and doing great things, and that's something that I think a lot of people can identify with. Try something new, you know, change up the humdrum, and that could be learning how to knit, learning how to sew. My husband's pretty much good with everything, and I'm not just like tooting his horn or anything, but I do love him, and he is the best, and he's wonderful, and he's gorgeous, and he's okay, but anyway, back to where I need to be. I think that learning something new is huge, and I'm definitely going to put that one. I share that with you on my list because it's just never too late to learn something new.
No question, baby. You know what that one goes with also, I was just thinking of this, is books, because that's where you get a lot of that new information is reading all
that's
types
right.
of different books. But I got another one for you.
And okay.
It is, especially in this new year and this time, get out of debt. Now,
okay. This
is a big one because you got to try to get a plan together and figure it out and figure where you're going in this new year. So getting out of debt for a lot of people, a lot of people in this economy is big. So getting out of debt, get a plan together.
That's right. Getting out of debt, that's a good one right there. And then number 10, you guys, this one's really, really, really close to our hearts. And this one is help others more. This we definitely have on the top of our list. I can share that one as well. Help others more. We try to help as many people as we can. And in 2009, we're going to take it up a notch. We're going to definitely help as many people as we can. We think that you guys should too. And it doesn't have to be monetary. It can be just kind words. It could be helping someone that you know is struggling, that has a big workload, and they might have some things to do around the house, and you live two blocks away, and you're good friends. You know them, of course, so don't put yourself in a dangerous situation. But you can go over there and kind of hang out and help them out and stuff. So help others more.
No question. Now, that's a good one for
you
the
like
new year
it?
Because it helps you at the same time as you're helping somebody else. But babe,
that's right. And the Christie definition of New Year's, y'all, is a new year, a new beginning, a new change to reach your new chance, excuse me, to reach your goals, to love harder and stronger, to learn more than you already know, and to be committed to not just your relationships, but to being the best person that you can be. Okay? And it's time for another new year. So that's our definition of what New Year's is to us.
No question, baby. And I'm going to start the new year out with a little quote from a famous and a very powerful man in and of himself. And that is, if there is no struggle, there is no progress, by the one and only Frederick Douglass. Well,
wow. Yes,
baby, that is no question about it. Powerful words by a powerful man. Well, we just have three things, and that's all we want to say to everybody out there. Three things to say, and that is,
Happy New Year! We've been waiting to do that, y'all. We really have. We just want to tell you, we thank you for coming with us. And, you know, we talked about, in the description of the show, helping you to be able to reach your goals and how can you do it and how can you not fall short of it. Just set goals that is easily attainable. Don't try and do things that's just like out of reach. Don't say, okay, well, this year I'm going to learn how to become a NASCAR race driver. Say, this year I'm going to learn how to drive a car the best that I can, and I want to get better and better, and eventually I want to even try to go out and professionally race. That way you don't feel like you fail short if you don't reach that goal, because that's a big one. Or, for instance, a girl saying, I want to become the best football player in the NFL. That's
right.
Not going to happen. So a lot of people, you know, they might set unrealistic goals. So we wanted to share with you guys today and talk a little bit about how you can reach your goals and not feel like you didn't make it.
I agree, baby. That I think is a big one, because a lot of times people set goals during New Year's that are so big that a couple weeks, halfway through or whatever, they decide that, hey, I'm not going to reach it, and they quit, instead of setting more attainable goals that all of a sudden now it's a stepping stone to build yourself onto bigger and better goals. And a lot of that you can kind of segment it and look at different parts of your life and see where you want to improve it. At least from our perspective, that's kind of how we do, is looking at things and saying, let's improve in this area, let's improve in that area. And then you set a goal and then you try to reach it, and set something, like we said, that's attainable, because it helps with the confidence going forward.
Oh, most definitely. And another good tip is to write down maybe 5 things. Don't write down 15 or 20. Start out small. You got the whole year to be able to go back and look at it or add to your resolutions. It's a lot of people, you know, thinking, oh, my God, it's, you know, January. I got to write them all down, and, they, you know, I have to start doing them. You don't have to put pressure on yourself. Take your time. Enjoy the year. Enjoy the fact that it is a new year, a new beginning. It's time for change. So you can definitely write down 3 or 4, reach those, and then write down 3 or 4 more. Baby steps is always bigger than trying to run. As we all know, when a child is born, an infant is born, they have to first crawl, and then they learn to, you know, wobble, I should say, and then they learn to walk, and then they learn to trot, and then, you know, jog, and then run. So it's always done in steps. If you take your time and don't really rush out to do them all, you'll definitely make it. And just when you don't, if you fall short, just say, it's okay, I can pick up where I left off. Another thing is, some people are going to start, you know, exercise programs this year, and they're going to do it for 2 weeks strong. You know, that's when the exercise world makes the most money. I was told that one time when I joined a gym, when I was signing our family up for a gym, they said, this is when we make a killing, is right after Christmas, because everybody says, oh, my New Year's resolution is to lose 20 pounds. So they're coming out of Christmas. They already have buyer's remorse because they spent way too much at the holidays, and they want to feel better, and they want to, you know, start out new. Okay, I'm going to eat everything I want in December, and then in January I'm going to go and try to lose this weight. Well, then they go and they join these memberships, and they say, oh, I don't want the small membership where it's just $10 a month in case I don't come. I want the deluxe one. I'm going to go ahead and commit to paying $150 a week because I'm going to be here. This is my resolution. I'm going to do this. And they go, and they really have intentions to do it, and then 2 or 3 weeks down the line, things start happening in the year. Their job starts giving them more hours and responsibility. Kids have things that they got to get done. You know, everything starts happening, and then they may not do it. So if you fall short, that's okay. My husband has taught me, just pick up where you left off. Just say, okay, I'm going to start today right back where I left off, and just keep doing that.
Now, I have a question for you, baby. Do you feel that when people set these goals, whether it's New Year, whether it's middle of year, whenever it
is,
should you be very specific in what you're trying to do? Like, say, if you're wanting to lose weight, say, I'm going to lose 19 pounds, or should you be more ambiguous and say, you know what, I just want to lose some weight? What do you think?
I would definitely say no, do not be specific. Just say, I would like to start an exercise program and get healthy. The reason I say this is I've read a lot of books on, you know, psychology, the whole psychology of losing weight, and I've talked about it on the show before. I struggle with my weight now, and I've always been a model, and I've never had that problem, so it's really stressful for me to all of a sudden be 10 or 15 pounds heavier than I was when I was younger and not being able to just drop it, because I enjoy sweets, I enjoy pastries, and now there's this new thing that my husband's friend happened to introduce to the family, and it's called Dibs, and these things, let me tell you guys, if you've ever been to the movies, well, Seattle has this. I don't know about other cities, but it's called bonbons at the movies, and they're big. They're about 3 inches tall and about 2 inches wide, and they're chocolate-covered vanilla ice cream balls. They're delicious. They melt in your mouth and everything. Well, he goes to the store one day. We had asked for ice cream, and he brings back some, these things called Dibs, and they're in these little red containers, and you can get all different kind of flavors, and they're bite-sized, but they're only about the size of a penny, or, you know, probably 5 pennies stacked on top of each other. Oh, my God. Myself, my son, my daughter, all of us, we go ballistic for these things. And we argue about it. Those are my Dibs. And my husband, he's such a good person as far as eating healthy. He's like, oh, no, I'm not going to eat it. And I keep telling him, if you try one, you won't go to anything else. You will want this.
Yeah.
And my mom, I've got her eating them now, and they are delicious. But, you know, back to what we were talking about, you just, you know, I do think that saying I want to get healthy is a better way to go, because I have fell on my face a lot of times by saying I'm going to go and I'm going to drop. By the end of the month, I'm dropping 10 pounds. If you don't, you'll beat yourself up mentally. You may not even know that's what you're doing, but you'll sit there and tell yourself, forget it, it's too hard. I'm going to go get 5, you know, steaks or 2 candy bars or three, you know, things of pops and potato chips and that sort of thing, you will end up eating more and making it harder on yourself.
I totally agree. That's why I wanted to see what you said, baby. That is great insight because I totally agree with you. I think that you kind of have to look at the broader stroke, the bigger picture, and saying getting healthy is where I want to start at. And as you start doing better and you start seeing improvement, then you're going to start tuning it in and saying,
that's
okay,
right.
I want to do this or I want to do that. And it's just great to hear, babe.
That's right. I definitely agree with you, baby. And again, you guys, Happy New Year's. We hope that you have a very prosperous, you be blessed in 2009. Make sure that you're putting your best foot forward. You're thinking good, positive thoughts. You are trying to put good energy out into the universe, and good energy and all that will come back. It works like a boomerang. What you throw out will come back.
Karma.
So if you're throwing out negativity or you're throwing out procrastination, procrastination will come back to you. So make sure that you throw out good things. And when you go to bed at night, make sure that you can have a mental checklist in your mind that today I was a good person. Today I tried, even if you didn't attain it, I tried to reach one of my goals. Today I didn't, you know, badmouth anybody or, you know, I wasn't cruel to anybody. And it starts there. It starts with each and every one of us making a difference and making a change in order for the world to change. Just like we've voted in Barack Obama now, a change has come to America. And we can definitely, and this is for everybody around the world, we can definitely apply that same, you know, system to our lives. And that's tomorrow I'm going to wake up, I'm going to be a good person. And today I'll give you guys a quick example real fast. I was out doing some errands for the family, and people were just really bitter and mean today. And I thought to myself, the first response was, okay, somebody's getting ready to get told off. And then I thought, why? Why play into that whole negative vibe and then bring it into my universe and my life? I'm not going to do it. So I just continued on. It was funny because I just continued on doing my errands and ignored that person and those people that were acting that way. And they ended up seeing that, oh, this person's not going to fall into the trap and be mean and gross to me, so I better be nice. And then they fixed themselves. And I just smiled at them. And I think they knew that I knew, and it was good. And I just walked out the door like, wow, too bad. Hopefully they'll get it together. So you don't want to be one of those people.
Yeah, that's very powerful, baby. And going to the new year, for a lot of people out there, I would say that's another one, is try to look at yourself, talk, and see what's going through your mind on a daily basis, because sometimes you've done it for so long or it's programmed into you from your environment that you really don't realize that maybe you're being mean to yourself or whatever, and this negative self-talk all of a sudden comes out in action. So really just take a chance, be honest with yourself, maybe write it down in a journal or something and say, you know what, I woke up this morning, I was grouchy, I didn't feel good. Like my wife said, she looked at some self-talk inside herself and said, you know what, I'm not going to go this way where you
want
me to go. I'm going to go over here where I'm going to feel good. And if you come, great. If you don't come, well, then that's on you. And they ended up coming with her, and it made the day probably better, not only for my wife, but probably for them also.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And, you know, like my husband said, just, you know, talk to yourself. It's okay. You know, I know people go, I ain't gonna talk to myself. People think I'm crazy. I tell my family all the time, I be having conversations, full-blown conversations.
I walked in on her, y'all. I have. I said, who are
and
you talking to?
Okay, and I will be I have to be able to bounce it off someone. And, you know, my husband sometimes is, you know, doing things with our kids, and he's busy. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and have this conversation. All right, this person was very mean today. This person was doing this. What are you going to do about it, Jackie? And then I just take it from there, and I give my own self-counseling. So that's another thing you guys might want to do. Talk to yourself in 2009. Give yourself some good advice.
Yeah, as long as the talk is good. Don't come in and somebody walk in on you and you're having a full-blown argument, which is you don't want to do that. Well, it might come out every now and again, but if you can, be kind. That's all.
That's all. And then moving right along, you guys, in Hot Topics, today we have for you in top news, we want to share with you guys, Target boots a customer for comparison shopping. So you should know your rights. Last September, word got out about a cool new comparison shopping tools for T-Mobile's Android G called Shop Savvy. The application lets users check the price of another item at local stores and online by simply taking a picture of the barcode. While consumers love the ability to instantly check the price of an item from anywhere, some stores aren't fond of this technology, and I think you guys know why. Since the launch of Shop Savvy, at least one customer at Target has already been told that it is against store rules to price check an item. Apparently, though, this is really catching on in Japan already, but just not so in the States.
Well, I want to check mine. I want to know really what's going on. If something's going to cost me less in a different place, I need to get in the car and go.
That's right.
Babe, number, you know, also in news, I have some very, very sad. John Travolta's son dies, baby.
Oh,
John Travolta's 16-year-old son, Jet, died yesterday morning while vacationing with his parents in the Bahamas. Reuters reports that Jet suffered a seizure at the Old Bahama Bay Hotel on Grand Bahama Island. A spokeswoman for the local police said Jet banged his head on a bathtub Friday morning. John Travolta and Kelly Preston's only son, Jet, had a seizure around 10 a.m. yesterday morning and passed away. And our thoughts and prayers deeply go out to the Travolta family, baby.
Oh,
my God. That is sad, sad news.
That is very sad. Oh, my God. Well, we also have stocks surge in the first session of 2009. So, you guys, that's some great news. Yee-hee! Okay. Wall Street started 2009 with a big rally Friday as investors, brushing aside a disappointing report on manufacturing, sent the Dow Jones Industries up more than 250 points and to their first close above 9,000 in 2 months. I'm going to tell you guys something before I continue with this little piece of news. I am definitely going to learn the stock market inside and out. I know little things, learned them from my husband, but I really want to take some time to pick up me a book and just learn about it because it's such a big, it plays such a big role in the U.S. and, you know, in other markets as well, but it really is something that we should know. And, you know, me being grown and being a mother of three, I should know these things so that I can also help to educate our children in this area. But I'll leave it up to my husband for right now because he knows enough for both of us.
Yeah, I'm working on it. You can't know anything in this economy, though.
That's right.
You know is that you don't know nothing.
That's right. All the major indexes shot up more than 6% for the week. The market lived up to hopes of many analysts that it would have a fresh start in the new year after a horrific 2008. But many traders were also waiting to see how the market fares next week. So we'll keep our eyes and ears open on all of that, you guys, and let's check it out and talk about it next Saturday.
No question, baby. And some, like, Guinness Book of World Records type of stuff. We have the world's oldest woman dies at age 115. Let me say that again, 115. Lisbon, Portugal, a Portuguese woman who lived to see five of her great-great grandchildren born and was believed to have been the world's oldest person died Friday at age 115.
Not 115. That is a whole lifetime and then a teenager again.
Yes, baby. 1894, I believe, would have been the birth date, or 92, I believe that would be.
Wow.
Her name was Marie de Jesus, died in an ambulance near the central Portuguese town of Tomar. Town council officials said she had been listed by the Guinness Book of World Records as the oldest person in the world. The title now falls to an American, 114-year-old Gertrude Baines, who lives in a Los Angeles nursing home, born September 10, 1893. De Jesus was widowed at 57, outlived three of her six children, had 11 grandchildren and 16, baby, great-grandchildren. God bless her soul.
16 great-grandchildren?
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
Mom has 22, but 16, no, for her, that's really, really, wow.
That's incredible.
Oh, my God, that is incredible.
Good
and
stuff.
It almost makes me want to go to Los Angeles and we go down there and go find this woman and just walk up to her and talk to her. You know how much wisdom she has?
Oh, my goodness. Pass. Serious stuff, baby.
Oh, my God. Well, get this, everybody. A mom finds a bullet in her baby's diaper. Okay, I'm going to repeat that. A mom finds a real bullet in her baby's diaper. When her baby started crying during a midnight service at a Memphis church, Jewel Anderson tried to soothe her with a pacifier. But when the baby continued to scream and holler, she took her into another room to change her diaper. Imagine her surprise when that simple diaper change, you guys hear me, revealed the surprising cause of the baby's distress,
Whoa. A
bullet.
What?
Let me say that one more. She found a bullet in her baby's diaper, and she didn't die of shock on the spot. Now, that's surprising.
Wow.
Authorities believe the bullet came from New Year's Eve partygoers outside the church who were shooting off guns at midnight. Evidence that you may need a license and a background check to own a gun, but you still need a brain to know when and where to use it appropriately. Thankfully, this baby gives new meaning to the phrase dodged a bullet and was unharmed.
So what I'm wondering is, did it enter, like maybe just from the side or something and didn't hit any skin or made her bleed or made the baby bleed, but it was just in the diaper, huh?
It was in the diaper. So obviously the bullet,
wow.
God was protecting this baby, and the bullet somehow dropped down into the diaper. Maybe it was on its descent, and I don't know much about bullets, but if it was coming down and it was coming down,
so
it hit something
down.
Else and ricocheted, and then maybe it was bouncing slow and popped right into the diaper.
God.
I don't have no idea. I just think it's really crazy. But that is something, if you want to know more about it, Google it, say bullet in baby's diaper, and you will be able to pull up a million stories on it, I'm sure. And we have in Christie Land some very big news, you guys, a big, huge announcement. We have just launched our new website for our TV channel, Christie's TV Online. So you can go there. You go to www.christiestvonline.com and check us out there. You will be able to enjoy original programming, movies, live plays, celebrity interviews, regular interviews, music videos, just all sorts of great stuff and much, much more, okay? So go check us out. Again, that's ChristieTVOnline.com. But remember, for our radio show, we're going to stay right here in our favorite place, and that's Blog Talk Radio. Infinite Love Talk is the name of our show.
Yes, and stay tuned. We have a lot, and I will repeat that, a lot of great surprises and announcements coming your way in 2009.
And I want to tell you guys, right now I'm testing our live video cam. It's video in the show right now, and I cannot wait until after, because I'm going to play it back and make sure it's cool, because next week, remember, it's going to be posted to our page here at Blog Talk and also on our websites. You can also go to our MySpace. We got a lot of great things that came from a lot of our listeners on our MySpace, too. A lot of well wishes, a lot of Happy New Year's to everybody out here, and they wanted us to share that with you, so we will later in the show. But anyway, just make sure that you guys check it out next week after the show. It will be uploaded to the page on Blog Talk. Okay, now we are in our love and romance section of our show, and since our listeners seem to really enjoy us reading poetry in 2008, starting with this show and all of 2009, we will begin each love segment with a poem. And today we will be, or I won't say we, my husband will be reciting a poem for you.
No question, baby. I have a poem, and it is entitled True Love. True love is a sacred flame that burns eternally, and none can dim its special glow or change its destiny. True love speaks in tender tones and hears with gentle ear. True love gives with open heart, and true love conquers fear. True love makes no harsh demands. It neither rules nor binds. And true love holds with gentle hands the hearts that it entwines. And that is anonymous, baby,
wow.
But a beautiful. That's all love right there.
Wow, that is so, you guys, isn't poetry sexy? And not, you know, I know we have kids listening and stuff, but I'm saying sexy in a way of just, it's beautiful when it rolls off of your tongue like that, and when you listen to the meaning, it just really is special. I love words, I love reading, I love learning, my husband loves words and meaning, and it just, it's so special. It's like a gift, it's like art, and
it
you
is.
Can enjoy looking at art, you can enjoy listening.
Yeah, you're not lying. The way that you can put words together and the creativity of bringing it to life, and all of a sudden you could close your eyes and you can picture something that somebody's saying in vibrant tones and feelings and passion. It's just beautiful. I agree, baby.
Mm-hmm. Well, most definitely. And now we will answer some of your guys' great questions, and we will start with D&J. You guys get married every year, right? Where are you planning to do it this year? And this is from Carly in New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll answer the first part of the question. It says you guys get married every year, and I will say, yes, we do. Now, where are we planning to get married?
We're still planning. So stay tuned, and we will definitely get back to you on that answer.
Now, babe, I got a question for you. Now, this comes from Sharon in Chicago, and she asks, Jackie, how do I tell my boyfriend of 5 years I want a stronger, more meaningful, committed relationship from him? Now, what would you give Sharon in Chicago on that one, babe?
I would have to most definitely say that you would need to sit down and talk to him. If he likes Chinese food, get him Chinese food. And don't just get regular Chinese food. Get the best Chinese food that they have in the city that you live in. sit him down, make sure, because, you know, they say a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. So you want to make sure, no, I'm just kidding, but you want to sit down and you want to have a heart-to-heart serious business, and you just want to talk to him and you want to tell him that you're not trying to be pushy, you're not trying to say that what he's doing is not great in every aspect, you're just trying to say that you would like more of a commitment from him because you feel you guys have been together 5 years, and that's a long time, and that's enough time for him to know whether or not you're the one. And if he's still unsure, maybe you can offer him a compromise, and you could say, how about this? Why don't we talk about some of the things that we want from each other? And if all of the ones that I tell you I want and need are okay with you, you agree to do that and be that, and vice versa. And that way you're getting what you want, but at the same time he's not feeling trapped or like you're pushing him into anything, because a lot of people, some people have a problem with commitment and feeling like they're signing their life away. Even though they're not, they still associate that with committing. So you want to, first of all, sit down and make it an easy topic to discuss. And secondly, you want to give him the option, because he may just say, you know, I'm just really not ready right now. And if he does, then you want to, you know, ensure that you don't make him feel pressured and end up pushing him away.
Now, babe, if Sharon's guy is listening out there, he might have been like, this was a 5-year lease, and I don't know,
no.
You know, is it up? No, but for the guys out there, I would say the same thing that my wife just pretty much said is, you know, when it's that time, you know it, and I think both people know it, and that's communication. You got to talk. You got to sit down and have some communication. Chinese food might be good, soul food, whatever it is. Sit down, have a little glass of wine, water, whatever it is, and have a communication. I think you'll get to the bottom of that.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. And then we have, is there a way, now this is posed to both of us, honey, is
mm-hmm.
there a way to know if someone is cheating on you if you cannot find any clues? And that one's kind of funny, but at the same time it's really not. But it's really not a way other than your mate being honest with you. And in this day and age, we've talked about it a lot, we'll be talking about it a lot, going into 2009 with HIV and AIDS and other sexually transmitted diseases and different things out there, it's really not something that you want to take lightly. If you feel that the person that you are with is cheating, then you have to reevaluate the situation and see if you want to jeopardize your life. It is a matter of life and death. And if not, which I most certainly think it isn't, you might have to make a move and just get out of the relationship. Someone that is not taking their life more serious than that and the life of you does not deserve to be with you, and they do not deserve to be in a relationship. They should be alone and go and find other like-minded individuals where they can sit and have a menage a trois and a big bang party and not involve people that want to have a committed, clean relationship. So, yeah, definitely I think that there is no way really to know other than them being honest, and if they're not willing to do that, it almost comes to the point where you just say, do I want to fight this fight or do I want to move on?
Yeah, baby. Now, I would say that clues maybe to not a confrontation, because
mm-hmm.
we don't want it to sound like that, but maybe clues to communication would be maybe a lack of connection. All of a sudden, you guys are a lot more separate, not meaning in distance, because maybe your jobs take you in separate directions, but, you know, if you're not talking as much or if you're just not
mm-hmm.
feeling that connection, that might be the cue for a communication, and that communication maybe lead you down that road to find out if something like that is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, baby, this last question is for both of us.
Okay.
Says, Jackie and Doug, are you guys going to write another book? I loved your last one, and it helped my husband and I's relationship so much. We hope you guys do. And this is from Laura and Greg in Los Angeles, California.
Yes, we are eventually going to write another book. Not sure what the topic will be, and hopefully it will be something you guys enjoy reading together again. But we are busy right now doing a lot of projects, but that is definitely on our list of things to do in, you know, the years to come. So please check back with us often. Go to our website, which is infinitelovepublishing.com, and you can check out books and new things that we have going on in the literary world. Or you can always go to JackieChristie.com, and that is our main company, and on there is all kinds of updates as well. Or you can check us out right here on Blog Talk, or you already know. We just announced to you. ChristiesTVOnline.com. You can go there. It is launching today. It's off the hook. It's so much fun. We're so excited about it. You know, God gives you a certain amount of time on earth, and you got to make good use of it. You want to make sure that you are doing all the things that your heart desires. And, you know, Marion Douglas, you know, I have to say, aside from having our kids, was the best thing that ever happened to me, because I have a best friend and a soulmate, and I've learned a lot from them. And, you know, even with your best friend, you know, people go, well, you know, my best friend's tripping. I ain't friends with her no more. I ain't friends with him no more. If you find your soulmate in love, you're always friends. You're, you know, they gon' trip, you gon' trip, but you love each other and you grow together. And as you grow, you will see that it gets better with time. Wouldn't you say, babe?
No question. It's like a fine wine. You gotta let it ferment. It gets better, no question about it.
Or a fine glass of cognac.
Oh, there you go. See, y'all, you guys listen, so you hold her to it. Hold her to it.
No, really, you guys, remember that resolution that some people are going to stop drinking. I didn't say I'm going to stop. I ain't even going to lie. I'm a grown woman, and I'm free. I ain't locked up. Shoot, they ain't got me in party. No, just playing. But anyway, you guys, now we're going to move to the segment right before sports, and that is Beauty and Lifestyle.
That is right, baby, Beauty and Lifestyle. And I would say today in Beauty and Lifestyle, we have for you guys a few things. And I'm going to start it off with exercise bands. Now, if you've seen some of these, you might have been walking through your Big Five or your Sporting Goods store, and it's a rubber band, and it has a handle on each end of it. And I will tell you, these things are fantastic ways to exercise. They come in a lot of different resistance weights, because that's how you get the resistance. It's like 5 pounds, 10 pounds, and they're easy to travel with. You can throw them in your backpack, in your suitcase. They take up absolutely no room at all, but there's so many different things. And when you buy these, they give you usually some type of little booklet with it. It shows you a lot of different exercises. So try these exercise bands. They will really, really help you out in this new year.
Oh, most definitely. Honey, now I have a question for you. I noticed that you use those and they really work for you. One thing that I find difficult is when I try to do it at your resistance, it's hard. Mm-hmm. So should people start out with it very low resistance and build their strength? And how long will it take to get to the point you're at in Tyrone's at?
It depends on where you're trying to get to, obviously. But what I would do is I would buy them in the increments that are smaller, like your 5 pounds, your 10 pounds, your 20 pounds, right in there. When you start getting 20, it gets a little bit heavy. But if you get them in a lower poundage, it's going to help a lot, because you're going to learn how to do the motion first and foremost. So all of a sudden you're going to learn the exercise, for instance, say curls. You're going to learn how to do the whole motion. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be swaying your body and all these different things when you're struggling, and that in and of itself can make a person stop exercising and not accomplish their goals because it is so hard. So you want to be able to do the exercise and breathe at the same time. It's like they say with running, if you can, while you're jogging, you should be able to talk and have a conversation with somebody, and not a whole conversation, but you should be able to talk to them. And if you can't do that, you're probably running a little bit too hard for yourself. And the same goes with something like exercise bands. If you're moving all over the place and you can't barely speak or think, then you got to go down in poundage and get something that is a lot more easy, and you can really do the work that you want to do.
Now, I have another question for you. You know how you put me through my workouts right now, and I'm using different size weights. Some people are confused, because some people say use less weights because then it will tone and give you cuts. You pretty much put me through a 10, is it what it is, 10 pounds, 12 pounds, something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's kind of heavy, you know, sometimes after we do, you know, a bunch of repetitions. Which is the truth? Is it heavier weights is going to make you bulky, or is it the opposite?
Well, that's right, baby. Heavy weights are going to make you build muscle, because heavy weights, they're a lot harder to lift, so your muscle rips. And when your muscle tears on the inside, when I'm saying tears, it's, you know, really micro, but it tears, then scar tissue builds over and your muscles begin to grow and get bigger. Well, the type of stuff that I'm trying to do with my wife is where we're doing endurance training, so it's longer. So instead of doing 10, she might do 15, 20 reps. Well, it's not very hard, but it's the fact that you're doing it, you're getting your body used to that movement, and all of a sudden it starts forming your muscles and different things the way that you want, instead of just, you know, going in there and say, oh, I'm going to pick up 50 pounds and I'm about to put it down, baby. No, you don't want to do that. You want to start off light and build your way up. You want to be able to do your exercises relaxed, in a relaxed fashion, that you can focus, you can lock your body in, and you can breathe and look at yourself while you're doing it. And I think that that's, you know, one of the biggest keys for exercise.
Okay, and I got one last question, and I want to make a comment to you guys. It's really a lot less pressure when the person that's training you also has patience with you. And luckily it's my husband, and he knows I'll throw the biggest fit. No, I'm just kidding. But he will, if I say it's too much, or he can sense when it's too much, he'll just say, okay, that's enough. Let's go to something else. And that makes me want to keep going. If somebody pushes you, that is not good. And we have a, you know, our daughter, she tells me that she doesn't like sometimes to exercise because she feels like if she can't do 50 reps, then it's not, you know, she's not doing good or whatever. So she would prefer not to do it. But now with this new way we're doing it, it's when you feel you're tired or whatever, you can just put your hand up and you can just move to something else. It'll make you want to keep trying, and you'll watch your progress. You can do more the next time you want to. Now, that was the comment. Now, the next thing is, There's squats that we do, and a lot of people go to the gym, and I've gotten some different girls emailing me asking me what should they do, and I have no idea. I happen to have shape, okay, and my husband tells me, no, you can't bend your back. I try to bend my back to look modest, and he goes, no, you have to actually stick your butt out kind of to brace yourself to do the squat, and it feels awkward, it looks awkward, and it really pisses me off that there's not a better way. It's not funny, honey, that there's not a better way to do this. So anybody out there that got any ideas or suggestions, please tell us. But my husband, I know he knows the right way to do it. A lot of women struggle with this because they don't want to do them because of that reason. What's another way you can get the same effect? Those machines or lay down and do them? What?
Yeah, there's a lot of different leg exercises. You can isolate your quads, which are the front of your legs, or your hamstrings, which are the back of your legs. But I always tell my wife that squats is probably the greatest exercise for not only your physical fitness, but also your legs in general. And what she's saying is it kind of looks, you know, gross or whatever you want to say. You really have to do a squat properly. You have to stick your chest out. And you need to arch your back and suck your stomach in, and that's going to kind of stick your butt out. So now you got your chest out and you got your butt out, and now you need to drop straight down. And, you know, it feels a little uncomfortable. So what I suggest for people is before you get in the shower, when you're in there all by yourself, that's when you do them. It's modest. It's you're just by yourself or whatever, and you can do them that way. Or if you're, you know, you can get into an area where it's just you. But doing squats is very big. It builds your whole legs up. It also helps with your balance. And while you're doing squats, you got your chest out, you got your butt out, you got your back arched. Look up at the ceiling if you can. And that is if you can drop straight down. And you don't want to bend over at the waist. You want to drop straight down to the floor like you had some weights and they were between your legs and they were just pulling you straight down.
Fantastic, honey. Well, those are my questions, and I think that that is a great lifestyle tip, everybody out there. I see that you are emailing and you like it, too. Thank you so much. And we'll move on to number two, organizers. It's a new year and no better time than the present to get clarity and be more efficient. Get you an organizer. You don't have to go buy an expensive one. You don't need to get, like, a big, you know, $300, $400 one. You can just get one from your local store. I don't think 7-Eleven carries it, but most grocery stores in different places. And they have the calendar. They have a whole year area where you can write in what you need to do for each day. One thing that people really enjoy is when you're on time, you're efficient, and you're proficient. So make sure that you get yourself an organizer. That's our tip for 2009.
That is a beautiful one, baby. And I'm going to chime in also with tutor and assist your kids. It will surely go a long way in their lives. And I will tell you that you are going to learn so much from working with your kids on their schoolwork and different things. I learned so much from working with our kids, and my wife does also. I would say that For the new year, try to get them a book, even if it's, say, once a month. That's 12 books in a year, and just talk to them about it and go over it with them. It's fantastic because it adds communication and so much to their lives at the same time.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. And then lastly, what do we have? You have to learn to say no. Okay? If you're like me, you find it hard sometimes to just say no to things that you may not want to do or to people that you don't want to hurt their feelings. but learning to say no can really be great on your mental and emotional well-being. And in saying that, you just, I mean, somebody might call you and be like, oh, can you, if you can't, if they can't do it, just, and accept other people's no, too. If they say, no, I'm sorry, I can't do it, then be like, okay, no problem. Make it easier on them, and then in turn, you'll feel good. Because it's like you could really, you know how you and Tyrone be saying, you know, I'm going to give you the crunchy.
Give the crunchy.
You could really give somebody.
That's right. You got to put it back on them, and that's what
yeah.
it is. Instead of just taking it for yourself and saying, you know what, I can't say no, so I'm going to say yeah. Even though I know I cannot do this thing because my schedule doesn't allow me, I'm going to say yes. Just say no.
That's right. Just say no. And you know, that's what I'm going to work on. I want you guys to work on that in 2009. I'm going to say no if I can't go drive my car and I don't have any gas and I know I'm going to run out, but I'm going to say yeah to appease this person. Don't do it. Okay.
Yes.
Now, here are some quotes that we wanted to share with you really quickly before we go into sports. And here we go. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is the present. That's why it's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
You may be here's another one. You may be disappointed if you fail, but you are doomed if you don't try. The next one, you may be the only one person in the world, but you may be also someone else's world to them. The last one, you must be the change you wish to see in the world. And this is by Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi.
That's right.
Okay, and now we're going to go right on into our other favorite place in the show, and that is...
Yes, wind it up, wind it down. We're bringing in the Wizzle. I know he's out there in Blog Talk Land. It is Wild Card Saturday, Sunday Wild Card Weekend. Wizzle, what's happening out there?
Not a lot, and first and foremost, a squat position is unusually sexy.
Yes, you are totally correct, Wizzle. That's what I'm talking about. It is, but it works good for you. That's right.
You got to get beyond the sexiness part of it and the uncomfortableness and just deal with it. It is an opening up experience.
There you go, Wizzle. Well, Wild Card Weekend, Wizzle. We got four games, Atlanta at Arizona. Of course, I can't ask you who you're picking that one because I believe Arizona won that game. Am I correct?
You are correct, and I did pick the Cards there at home, and, hey, you couldn't pick a better reason. ATL stepped in, rookie coach, rookie quarterback. They played well, but it kind of fared the way that I figured that it would, and it came out that way. Great season for Atlanta and a great season for the Rookie of the Year.
No question about it. Now, looking, do you think that Arizona has any chance to do some damage in the playoffs? Of course, Bolton played a little hurt, Fitzgerald, Warner. What are you looking at from Arizona's standpoint?
Well, you know, they're definitely a dangerous team. They can put up some points. Obviously, they revealed themselves a little bit in terms of putting pressure on Kurt Warner. But, hey, they are formidable. They are in inexperienced territory, if you will. And so anything can happen. I believe that the sky's the limit, and if they believe that, that's what can happen. So you just got to play each game and make sure you're efficient.
There you go. Well, we got Indiana is at San Diego. Now, San Diego, Wizzle, I would say week nine, there was no way we were looking at playoffs for this team. LaDainian Tomlinson, all of a sudden, they turn it up. They end up 8-8, but they are playing against the MVP of the National Football League in Peyton Manning. Who do you got in this one, and what are you looking at?
Yeah, definitely. First and foremost, big congrats to Peyton for winning his third. He's in territory, elite territory, with only one Brett Favre. So we're possibly looking at one of the best quarterbacks of all time. And with that being said, hon, his inaugural MVP night, I got to go with the Colts tonight to get the win and to go ahead and handle business.
Ooh. Now, do you think, looking at Indiana, now, do you think that they can really do some damage in the playoffs? I mean, they were 2 years removed from Super Bowl champions. Peyton started off with a hurt knee, and then he really started clicking, getting things going. It took them a while to get their first win at home in their new facility. But once they got going, it seems like that they're a team that might do some damage with the experience that they have.
Well, as the MVP goes, the pretty much the momentum of your team goes. You're right, he did go through a serious surgery, and it was a little bit more serious than what they let off. And actually, the results that you see right now is rehab and rehabilitation and belief and trust and it's all coming together right now. He believes in what he's playing with, and in terms of his leg, and you have confidence in your abilities. You can plant and do the things you need to do. So, again, he's playing at a high level right now, and it's just unfortunate that with Damian Tomlinson and Mr. Antonio Gates are going through some injuries that are huge, but I'm sure they'll tough it out today, and hey, we'll see what happens. But, you know, that's what champions do.
There you go. Well, your guy, we got Baltimore at Miami. Your guy, Flacco, and that fantastic Baltimore defense is going to go up against Joey Porter and Ricky Williams. This should be one heck of a game. Who do you got in this one?
This is going to be epic football game. I really, really like what the number one defense unanimously up and down in the league does in terms of turnovers, and probably your defensive MVP hands down is a Mr. Ed Reed. But I'm going to go with Miami, and it's probably not the most popular decision with Baltimore fans, but hey, just hear me out. They're at home right now. They got their tails handed to him a little bit earlier this season. I think it's a time for redemption. And also, it reminds me a little bit of where New York was this time of year last year. So I think they have the ability. And one of the major components is that they play smart and they don't turn the ball over. So with those things being said, we'll see if turnovers are a factor. And we'll go from there. But I really give them a nod at home. I think they can play well enough to pull it off.
You know, one thing I have to say about this game, Wizzle, is 24 months ago, everybody had pretty much written off Ricky Williams, and I just really have to take my hat off to him. He's come back. He's playing fantastic football, quiet. You don't hear nothing from him. He's out there hitting hard, running downhill. Well, what do you got to say about Ricky Williams for Miami Dolphins?
Oh, Ricky, that's my guy. No, for real. No, Ricky is. You got to give him a standing applause because he really did come back. Obviously, football is one of his loves and one of the things that he felt like he needed to do, regardless of whatever challenges that he's had in his life. But, hey, to bounce back and to be contributing, a huge contributing factor in the success they've had this season, it speaks volumes about the type of character he has.
No question. Now, game number four in Wild Card Weekend, Wizzle, we have the Philadelphia Eagles at the Minnesota Vikings. This should be one hard-hitting affair, one Adrian Peterson running downhill. Quarterback Mr. McNabb was out. Now he's back. What do you got in this game here?
This is going to be another huge game. Obviously, these would be some of the tougher games to pick that I've had this season. You look at it right now on paper, you're dealing with some of the tougher players in terms of defenses and being physical. But I really like McNabb right now and the defensive philosophy that they come at you with. I think that it's going to be a little bit overwhelming for Tavares Jackson, and I think that those type of things, in terms of affecting one component, affects another, and I think that leaves Adrian Peterson null and void. I think that Philly wins big tomorrow. And I'm not going to say they're going to put up huge numbers, but I think they're going to really set send a message throughout the league tomorrow and be really physical and play a high level.
Do you think that Javaris Jackson is going to be one of the main reasons? Because he's probably, obviously he's seen pressure like this because he played during the year, but pressure, plus playoff intensity, plus one heck of an Eagles defense that loves to blitz, is that going to be the telltale sign in the game, turnovers and kind of what he does?
Well, you know, pressure busts pipes. And we'll see what happens with that. You definitely know they're going to throw everything in the kitchen sink at him. He does have a lot of talent. We're not knocking him as a quarterback. It'd be hard to knock him. I mean, you know, maybe turning the ball over. It's a tough job to be an NFL quarterback, people. But you look at his skill set and the things he has in his toolbox. Does he have good feet? Can he evade defenders and get out of the pocket? Yes, he's a great athlete. But, you know, again, it's going to be tough tomorrow, and I think it's going to be a huge challenge for him, and not only for their team, but personally for him to conquer what they're going to throw at him. I think it's going to be overwhelming, and I really look for Philly to try to set a presence tomorrow.
No question. It's interesting that you said Adrian Peterson because of Mr. Jackson may be null and void because you got two of the best in the business in Adrian Peterson and Mr. Westbrook for Philadelphia. This should be one heck of a showdown also because a lot of the times I would have to say that Mr. Westbrook goes unnoticed because Donovan is such a big star, but when he is playing well for Philadelphia, they're a whole different team. Would you say that?
Oh, without a doubt, and to be fair to Michael Westbrook, he's actually bloomed at the later part of his career, and to be actual and factual about it, we're talking about probably the only quarterback or running back in the league to where you pretty much need him to contribute 100 yards rushing and receiving to ensure the balance and their chances of getting a victory. So again, he's really epic in terms of what he does out there on the football field. I don't know if a lot of people give him credit because they haven't had a lot of talent to go to in terms of wide receivers, but he really does put up great numbers. He really does stretch the field and give everybody a lot of opportunities with his rushing and receiving out of the backfield.
No question. So pay attention, people out there in Blog Talk Land. Arizona obviously won. The Wizzle picks Indiana over San Diego, Miami over Baltimore, and Philly over Minnesota. Now, Wizzle, I wish I had some musical chairs music because we got the Jets out with Mangini, Mr. Cromwell at the Browns, Denver fired Shanahan, Holmgren, he didn't get fired, but he left Seattle, and I don't even know the coach in Detroit's name after 0-16, but you got a lot of jobs open, so are we going to see some musical chairs, some people that we maybe don't know their names step in, or are you going to see names that we've seen for a while taking these jobs?
Oh, without a doubt, and as of right now, a big name that's flashing across the wire is Mangini going to the Browns. So I think that would be absolutely huge. It's this type of team in terms of you look at the Jets and what they have, the talent that they have, and it's a bunch of blue-collar guys who just come in and with their lunch pail and kind of get the job done. I think that's the type of personnel that they have. They just need the right type of guy to lead them from the front. I'm not saying Romeo Cromwell wasn't the guy, but I think that he got them as far as he could. And it's time for somebody to take them to their next level. And I think that Mangini has an opportunity to give him that ascension.
No question. Well, let's keep it in football as we leave the NFL, and we are going to go into the college ranks, some of that rah-rah if you have it. We have Utah, and I know you saw the game last night over your Crimson Tide of Alabama. The previous number one team in the land goes down to the Utes. Now, the Utes end 13-0. Now, this is their second undefeated season in as many years. They were back in 2004. They were undefeated also. But 13-0, they beat the previous number one team. Do they have a real saying that, hey, we are the national champions regardless what happens, Wizzle?
Without a doubt, they have a legitimate gripe. You can look at it on paper. They played a tough schedule. You can go by strength of scheduling if you like to, but the fact is that they were the last unbeaten team, and until they played the likings of SC or had the opportunity to play Penn State in some type of playoff bracket form, that's what they can say, and that's been the problem the whole time with a split national champions and all these type of things that they have occurred in the past. So, yes, they do have a legitimate gripe. And, hell, Idaho did even a couple the past couple years. Boise State, they've put together some great seasons. Not this year, but the past 2 years have been undefeated. And you just don't get a lot of credit, I guess, regardless of whatever where you come from. But it's interesting. But they should get a lot of credit. The format should be changed, and I'm all for it.
There you go. Now, USC dominates Penn State. What does this say for the Trojans' claim for the national championship? Because that was a dominating game. I thought you saw a great USC team defensively. They put up some points on the offensive end of things. What do you say about the Trojans?
I think that the Trojans probably are the best team in the land. I realize that they lost, and they had a big loss that it was with huge implications in terms of what their future would possess. But you know, hey, you play in the Pac-10, and anybody who knows, division games are huge. If you're a team like SC, you're one of the most winning teams of all time in terms of bowl games, in terms of records and players you put into the league. It's huge. Everywhere you can go to Oregon and Oregon, and people who can't pronounce it that way, you can lose a game. You can come to Washington and lose a game, Arizona, and so forth. So it's things that happen, but, you know, you look on paper that their talent, with the coaching, you know, it's a professional program. They run it at a different level, and I really believe the SC is holding their business down right now. I think they're the best team in the country.
No question. So for everybody out there, before we let the whistle go Monday, you got Texas at Ohio State in the Fiesta Bowl. Thursday, you got the granddaddy, as they call it, of them all, Oklahoma, number one, versus Florida for the national championship. Whistle, as always, we enjoyed your sports insight. We will see you back here, same time, same station. Happy New Year to you. Feliz Navidad, all that good stuff.
Hey, I love it. Hey, we're going deep fried tonight. Gizzards and steak fries. Uno.
And once again, everybody, thank you so much for joining us. And until next time, take care, our friends. Remember, ChristiesTVOnline.com. Check with us next week and you'll catch the show live, not just on the radio, but also video. Thank you.
Respect.
Have a good, safe week.
Respect.
But I know that it's been worth the wait. Yeah. Yeah. Someone like you loves me too.